If there's one thing Edinburgh is famous for, and it has many claims to fame, it's the Edinburgh Festival. For most of August, the city is taken over by artists of every kind, from comedy to theatre and everything in between. And while many will talk about the Fringe, for music lovers, the star of the show is the International Festival, a celebration of dance, film and music of almost every genre you can imagine. Featuring orchestral and chamber music, opera, ballet, contemporary music, and of course, traditional Scottish folk and the sound of Scotland, bagpipes. What's more, the whole festival takes place in the shadow of the beautiful Edinburgh Castle, just 15 minutes walk from Edinburgh Station in the heart of the city. But don't worry, if you can't make it there in August, Edinburgh has plenty going on to keep visitors busy all year round. If you're looking to explore the more traditional side of the city, then Sandy Bells on Forest Road, which is about 12 minutes from the station, hosts nightly live folk sessions for visitors and locals to enjoy. Of course, no trip to Scotland would be complete without mention of the tartan-clad icons who put Edinburgh on the global music map, the Bay City Rollers. Throughout the 70s, these Scottish heartthrobs captured the adoration of fans across the globe with big tunes like Bye Bye Baby and Saturday Night. Anybody else have their own Bay City Rollers fan club? And their particular Bay City Roller, mine was Woody. To this day, to be honest. While the Bay City Rollers were busy taking over the world, a different type of star had moved to the city and was getting ready for a meteoric rise. In a small flat on Drummond Street, about 10 minutes from the station, David Bowie was living with mime artist extraordinaire Lindsay Kemp, who reportedly taught Bowie his moves and showed him how to apply the makeup that he would wear as Ziggy Stardust. 3 years later, in 1973, Bowie returned to the Stardust Theatre, now called the Edinburgh Festival Theatre, and played a show as Ziggy, certifying his position as one of the most otherworldly musicians on the planet. Meanwhile, back on Earth and back in Edinburgh, one of the most exciting groups of the last decade, Young Fathers, met in the Bongo Club in Edinburgh Old Town in 2001. A few years later, and just a few doors down the road, the group played their first major gig in the city at Sneaky Pete's on Cowgate. Since then, of course, they've gone from strength to strength and won numerous awards, including the 2014 Mercury Music Prize for their debut album, Dead. For those after something a little more alive than dead, Edinburgh has some great live music venues where you can catch a show. Usher Hall is just a 20-minute walk from the station and has been hosting concerts for over 100 years. Bands of every sort have played here, including Snow Patrol, who met at university in Scotland, as well as Scottish favourite, Lewis Capaldi. For more intimate vibes, Cabaret Voltaire on Blair Street has hosted the likes of Idlewild, Ben Howard and Frightened Rabbit. So whether you're looking to get tickets to see an incredible live band or looking to listen to the sounds of traditional Scottish bagpipes, Edinburgh simply has it all.